when things are changing places, when the seasons are changing, don't stop believing. You must believe me in your transitions. Transitions, changing places. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, A Place Prepared. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers.
I'm trying to tell you that you're going to face some things in the days ahead that's going to test your faith, and it's going to prove, and some of you are going to succeed, and some of you are going to fail miserably. And they had every reason to be anxious at this moment, because Jesus, over the past several days, had ramped up his discussion about the fact that I'm about to leave you. And he even began to describe to them, I'm going to go to the cross, and they're going to beat me. And they're going to spit on me, and they're going to pull my beard, and they're going to do everything. They're going to kill me and hang me out on a cross out there. And none of them wanted to hear that. In fact, some had already begun to plot so that they could take an overthrow of the government. But Jesus said, that's not my plan. You don't even know what spirit you're of. I've got a plan not just for you disciples sitting around this table, and not just for Jerusalem and Samaria and Judea. I have a plan for all those people that are going to go to church on July the 15th, 2018, for the one that is waiting to give their life to the Lord. I'm going to go to the cross and perpetuate my healing, my deliverance, my salvation into the year 2018, because I'm a long-suffering God too. They had every reason to be nervous. They had every reason to be troubled in their spirit. And just examining what had happened within the previous few hours in Luke 22 records the divisiveness, the divisiveness of the disciples. Because right here, when they needed to be focused upon what Jesus was doing and where he was going, they had the disciples bickering at that moment, saying, listen, Jesus. And even their mother got involved, said, listen, Jesus, is it okay, because my sons are really being close to you? Which one can sit on the right hand and which one is on the left? He said, you don't even know what you're talking about. They had every reason to be anxious, because Jesus said, one of you 12 is going to betray me. And by the time we get to John 14, Judas has already allowed the spirit of the devil to get. Listen. Jesus is standing there next to Judas. Judas saw the healings. He saw the miracles. He saw the signs and the wonders. And he turned around with his own agenda and said, I'm going to sell him out. And he betrayed the master with all the evidence laying in front of him. And betrayal took place. They have every reason to be nervous. And then Jesus speaks up and tells them, listen, I'm about to leave. And in the book of John 13, he said, I'm about to separate from y'all. And that's not good for them, because their everything is hanging on them. And you know, here's the deal. I have real issue with someone who walks with me. And I feel like Jesus probably would have this issue as well. It's very obvious when you read in the text, because time and again, he's telling them what's going to happen and what's going on, and they're not following him, they're not getting it, and so they're bickering with each other. He said, what's wrong with you? In fact, the business, he takes them into the Garden of Gethsemane, he goes a little bit further to pray, and he gets up, and he comes back and says, don't you even understand what hour it is? I'm about to be crucified, I told you that. Can you not tarry with me at least 1 hour? Can't you stay awake for 1 hour? There's every reason for them to be anxious, because right at the closing, Peter, the strongest one perhaps among them, at least strong-willed, looked up at Jesus in his face and said, Master, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to go with you all the way. And Jesus said, no, you're not. Even you, my friend, even you are going to deny me 3 times. They had every reason to be anxious. But you know, because Jesus loves us, he knows everything about us, and he still loves us. I'm going to try that on again. He knows everything about you, and he looks past all of that to make sure that there's still a door open to get to him. The loss of focus is what took place here with the disciples. They left their calling because they started getting distracted by their own agenda. Is anybody listening to this morning? And Jesus seized their attention, and he said to them, Let not, don't allow your heart to lose confidence in me. You must stay focused in this late hour with your faith. Because you're going to have iPhones and cars and houses and land and deals and all kind of stuff going on, vacations and everything else. But whatever you do, don't let your confidence and your faith drop in me now, because we are too close. It's too late. God's plans are not always revealed in details. And Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? You believe in God. Believe also in me. Understand, believing is a command. He said, you must have faith in me, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to give you three things quickly this morning. Jesus said, believe me in your transitions. When things are changing places, when the seasons are changing, don't stop believing. You must believe me in your transitions. Transitions. Changing places. I asked the choir the other night, how many of you like change? And I heard them say, well, yes, but no. Everybody likes change to come. And if it's a good season, everything's going great and all of that, then our faith is high. In fact, in the business, some people will even gamble with it a little bit, and they'll go do a little drift, a little off course, but it's okay. It's a good season I'm in. But they don't realize that their faith is on trial in the good season. Because as much as you want to be able to stay in the season, some of you, how many of you like summer? Let me see your hand right now. Some of you are saying, not now, it's 150 degrees out there. How many of you like spring? How many of you like spring? How many of you like fall? How many of you could stay in fall? You just stay in fall. You know what I'm talking about? All the guys are lifting their hands saying, yeah, hunting season, I'm on with that. Anybody like winter? Look, there's a few of you crazy people that like winter. But you know what? God established the seasons, the changing of times and seasons, for our good. He don't care whether it's cold outside or hot outside, because he's an eternal God. He's not in time. But you need to understand, two things are constant inside of this world that we're living in: time and change. Time and change. You will not stop time, and you will not stop change. Transitions are going to happen. Seasons are going to come and go. And it's necessary for you to have different seasons if you're going to grow. For the tree that is planted in your yard that you want fruit from, it becomes necessary for that tree to go through a winter and a spring and a summer and a fall. Because if you don't, it will be stagnant. It will not produce what it needs to. And then makes no difference what the little placard says and the little fruit that's on the car that's telling you what this tree is. If it never produces anything, it is good for nothing. And I feel like, maybe you feel this way too, that after you have done everything you know to do in your transitional seasons and changing times, and still you don't see what you need to see, there is a temptation for you to take your faith elsewhere. Oh, there's plenty of armchair quarterbacks and social media quarterbacks, aren't there? They'll tell you how it can be done, because anybody can tell you how it's done after you're already at the place. But when it's you in transition, when you're the one going through change, that's the reason why my prayer has been literally throughout my years, Lord, help me to adapt and embrace change in my life. Otherwise, I would be a frustrated 25-year-old right now. You see them all the time trying to get into something that they can't wear anymore. Frustrated individuals, because they've not embraced the change that's happened in their life and say, you know what? I'm going to enjoy where I'm at. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not going to let my faith fall off the map just because everything is not working out right. I mean, it's not easy. People talk about a great faith until things don't go the way they thought. And some of you are sitting in here right now coming to church just so you can say, I'm at church, but you're in trouble with your faith because things have not turned out the way that you had laid out. And there's a shaking and there's a wind blowing, and now it's not somebody else's family, it's your family. And we question, where is God at that moment? And who am I? Can't you hear these disciples at this moment sitting around the table saying, you're telling us that you're leaving? I mean, Thomas, he had already said, I'm the way. He's already said, if you see me, you see the Father. And then Thomas, and we want to tag him and say doubting Thomas, but quite frankly, he wasn't doubting. He was just trying to get clarification, like all of us need when we're in trouble and we don't know what to do, even though we've sat at the feet of Jesus, even though we've been in church, even though we've sung the songs and done the religious routine. There comes a point when your faith will be so on trial in the middle of a transition that you can't reach backward and get strength there, and you're not yet at the place you need to be and get strength there, and there you are in the middle. Am I talking to anybody today? I'm telling you, transitions will make you question yourself. God, what are you up to? Worry creeps in. Thoughts of uncertainty. Can you hear these disciples meddling in their mind while Jesus is speaking? Things are about to change. Jesus said, don't be troubled. Don't be worried. Don't be anxious. Don't be fearful. Don't lose heart when you don't feel anything. Don't lose heart when you're in transition. Trust me, even when you can't trace me. Jesus knew to make it through the transitional place, you're going to need a calm spirit. Peace to rule and reign in your heart. Sometimes the Lord calms the storms. And sometimes he just calms me in the storm. Don't let the storms distract your faith. If you're in the middle of a situation, you don't know what to do, be still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be trying to outthink God. Come on, somebody. Don't be planning something, plan B, acting like you got faith in God while you got something just in case God don't come through like you thought. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody right now. You've already written out your plan just in case God doesn't come through like you think he should. In fact, even if he does come through in some way, God might need my help in this transition to adjust it out. Oh, I'm gonna keep poking till I find where you're at. Just moving it around so that it works out. But you've forgotten what God said. God said it makes no difference whether you think it's right or not. I am God, believe me. Because even in your transitional changes and seasonal changes, I am God enough to make all things work out for your good and for my glory. Somebody ought to clap right there.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.